Father, we come before you this morning. We ask you, Lord, to open our eyes. We ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom and to give us understanding concerning the book of Revelation and the times that we are living in. Help us, Lord, to see your judgment, that it is near. Give us the boldness and the strength to go out and to preach your word before the night comes and it is too late. And Lord, we ask you this morning to bless us, to open your word and to light our path. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today we're going to be looking at the fall of Babylon. The fall of Babylon. Last week we looked at Mystery Babylon in chapter 17. And this Mystery Babylon was not classed as one of the kings of the earth. And so she was not a political entity, but rather a religious system that caused the kings of the earth and the inhabitants of the earth to be drunk with the wine of her fornication. And fornication there is false doctrines, the worship of idols, in other words, a going away from the Lord. Mystery Babylon is connected to literal Babylon and is greatly influenced by it. And so we established that this religious system originated from Nimrod and Babylonian paganism. The attributes of this system in Revelation 17 led us to arrive at no other conclusion but to recognize Rome and the Roman Catholic Church as the New Testament Mystery Babylon. What Babylon and its religious system was in the Old Testament, this is what Rome and the Roman Catholics represent to us in the New Testament. And after the sermon last week, once we spoke about Hitler and the fact that he was Roman Catholic, someone came to me who seems to be in the know, and they told me that Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe is also a Roman Catholic. And he has similar ideas to Hitler, and he behaves in a similar fashion. In fact, they said that he's busy building camps with his purification system or program that he's about to implement. And so again, this proves that this modern world, as much as many people say revelation is not possible, it proves again that this modern world is very capable of promoting an antichrist figure and killing many millions of Christians and Jews. You see, Revelation is not a science fiction movie. It's a reality that God says must